Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Praise is important to God. Because whenever you praise the Lord, you understand that whatever you're going through, your little temporary situation is that. It's just temporary. You are looking at the bigger picture. You're looking at yourself already in heaven in the presence of the Lord, even with your new body. And you can even praise Him in spite of it. Boy, I tell you, I look for that day when He said, come up hither. And that trumpet shall sound, and the clouds crack open, and we'll stand in for His presence, and we'll ever be with Him. You know, I was talking to Jawan this week. It was so great. You know, Strickland was talking about the kingdom in church. You know, and then they're like, well, I thought we're just going to get to heaven and sit down. Oh, no, folks. There's a kingdom. We got work to do. But we'll be in the presence of the Lord. That'll be the difference. That will be the difference. And I tell you, God is so good. Always think about where we're going. As the Bible says, for that joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross. You have to look to where we're at, you know, where we're at. Positionally, but not relationally, knowing that, hey, we're there. We already got the promises of God's Word. We can stand on God's Word. So therefore, no matter what we're going through, we can praise Him. You know, in the book of Psalms, I actually really love it. Then I'm going to flip on over to 51 real quick. Probably one of my favorites. Psalm 51 real quick. And we know about this psalm. This is a psalm that David wrote after he committed that gross sin with Bathsheba.
That's right.
Gross sin. But one thing I want you to see, that what David said here, and I think we need to get this, verse 12, 51 verse 12, he says this, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Well, I want to stop right there, because if it needed to be restored, that means you lost it. Right? David was walking close with God, but this is what sin does. Sin draws you out little by little, and then all of a sudden you find out you're standing in the middle of nowhere and you're not in the will of God. And you don't have that joy that you once had. I remember when I first received God's Word, the joy that I had. I wanted to tell everybody. My family just probably hated me because I was just all about Jesus. But I still remember the day so vividly. I was actually, love to play with my friends. Every time I come out, we're just playing. And, you know, you go out the door, you find them. But this one particular day, I couldn't find them. Man, I thought the rapture done happened or something. Everywhere I go, everybody's gone. But then, you know, I went to the field, they weren't there. I went to the places where they normally hang out, they weren't there. But the Lord led me back up to my room and said, look, don't put your trust in man, put your trust in me. And I tell you, boy, I just remember that day vividly. And then that joy that I got, I wanted to tell people that I received Jesus. And really what brought to mind, I remember we had street preachers during this time. What an awesome thing. This was in a project. I can't keep stressing y'all. I live in a project. A real project. I mean, it was a hood, as they say. But we had these little street preachers on the corner preaching. And I tell you, I just say, man, look at these people crazy. And now I'm doing the same thing. I said, these people crazy. I'm doing the same. But his name was Mr. Jesse. But he would be on that corner with that Bible preaching his heart out to Christ and telling people to repent. I still remember it vividly. He had the joy of his salvation. And, you know, whenever you get the joy of your salvation, listen to what it will produce. Verse 12, it says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. The question is, why did you lose it in the first place? This is something that you have to constantly pay attention to. As we are involved with the world activities, we can lose our joy. We can lose our joy. Now, we didn't lose our salvation, but we lost that zeal that we once had. We lost focus. We get concentrated on the things around us. Bills are due. Sickness. Job. Family acting crazy. Where is the joy of our salvation?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.